In my capacity as an executive of the mighty Coalition for Democratic Change Grand Jira Chapter, I find myself under obligation this hour to comment on a variety of issues. I deal with it one at a time, most especially to register my regret and disappointment as it relates to people we find at the echelon of power when it comes to the stewardship of this great and noble county, Grand Jira. Fellow citizens and folks in Radio Land, we have come to let you understand this time that our regret and disappointment with specifics have to do with the utterances of one of our sons. I refer to Superintendent Peter Solo as a son because I'm one of the elders of this land too. And I'm disappointed simply because if Grand Jira County is formed as part of Liberia, though a macrocosm, but it's very indispensable sector of this country as it relates to governance and introduction to a multi-party democracy system in this country. For so long a time, Liberia has been besieged by a handful of people who are a bunch of tyrants. And of course, as the time went on, the struggle of the people became successful and that we have to graduate. And of course, we graduated from the stage of a one-party state. 2011, again, there was a problem with the elections. The mighty Congress of Democratic Change, they not only experienced high-class robbery of electoral fraud, or what you may call it, but again, our men moved on our headquarters at the national level, open fire, and destroy good lives in cold blood. Again, the Honorable Senator George Manuel Weah chose to remain quiet and appease his citizens and his partisans to let sleeping dog lie. These are situations that could not have been in the shell of Peter Solo and his course. From the utterances, you can tell where it will be done. They would have taken cold spoons and kitchen knives in every sector of Liberia to slaughter people in cold blood as a revenge. This is the political party that he has refused to understand is a peaceful institution in the political arena of Liberia and the globe as a whole. So why then will he be the same person making statements on state media, making statements on local media that George Manuel Weah, the president in waiting, has failed to congratulate the people of Grand Jira? It was not even only the people of Grand Jira who contributed to the stage at which we have seen our president in waiting. But all being the same as a sound-minded leader, one who does not forget the ethics of leadership, he remembered to say thank you to the entire Liberia. And if you should come to Grand Jira County to say thank you, that it must be publicized in the manner and form that Peter Solo wants it to be, I don't think it should be combined with the fact that he was incapable of giving a father the kind of befitted burial, and that the political leader of this institution chose to break the storm and come to Grand Jira County to give Joseph Solo a befitted burial, that he will mention it conscientiously. The United Party-led government under Madam Salif has chosen not to, on the basis of merit, appoint people to positions of leadership. And that is a situation wherein we find a son of ours. We believe in open rebuke as a parent to Peter Solo, and not to call him on the side, most especially when he is not prepared to listen. But Peter Solo has denigrated himself and not the good people of Grand Jira County. Grand Jira County is a peaceful county, and that is why when it comes to governance in this republic, I think Grand Jira County is set to provide the basis. All being the same, United Party-led government continue to appoint, but the worst appointment of all is that has to do with Peter L. Solo. I'm surprised to hear a superintendent of the county making statements that are not guided as a leader should speak. One of the foundations of a good leader has to do with the level of civility that will lead you to understanding what is mature to be done as a leader of your people. As a leader of Grand Jira, by this time, very disappointingly, we have come to let the world understand that Peter Solo does not represent the true image of the people of Grand Jira County. For instance, if Peter Solo should have explanations to give, there is a volume of explanations that he owes the people of Grand Jira and Liberia as a whole. Madam Salif has played her role by even decentralizing leadership when it even comes to managing the affairs of our county development and social development funds. This is an area that people who claim to be true sons and daughters of their particular localities supposed to prove themselves as it comes to the integrity of the place they represent or they lead. Mr. Solo owe the people of Grand Jira so much explanation. And if he is not schooled to the extent, I use the word school, to the extent that he has forgotten or he failed to understand what a conditional statement is, I don't think Honorable Solo should take the airwaves to use profane languages that don't even represent a person from the backyard garden. Honorable Mobah Molu is not just a national figure, but an international figure so recognized by the globe. And if he came to Grand Jida and said, if, which is a preposition beginning a conditional statement. But unfortunately, we don't want to go that route to open a grammar class because we understand when days were right for people to go to school, our dear friend and brother, on a nepotistic basis, was given a little job in an underground office of the defunct labor cell entity on Randall Street and refused to go to school and asking children from around Monrovia, Liberia to attend classes for him.